Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Homeschooling and Loving It. Today, we are continuing our conversation about summer learning, but we're going to look a little deeper. Our title today is Summer Learning That Sticks, wanting to have some goals and confidence and even build real life growth. So as we talked about last time, summer learning isn't just about keeping kids busy or making sure that they're doing a full course load. It's really about helping them discover their passions, dig deeper in those areas that they have always wanted to learn about, help them build confidence, and encourage them in their journey to becoming lifelong learners. Okay, so what is this? What am I talking about when I talk about summer goals? So one of the most powerful things you can do at the beginning of summer is to ask a simple question. Ask your kids, what's your number one goal this summer? Now, you might get some funny answers. We all know that, right? Just one goal, not 10, not a full plan. What? Just one meaningful goal. And they might at first not take it completely serious. They might say some crazy off-the-wall things, but help direct them, ask them other questions, and bring them to focus on what you are hoping to get out of the conversation. But you do know when kids choose their own direction or have input on defining their own course of study or their interests are involved in that, then they feel more empowered and motivated and invested in their learning, all right? So what's our role? Well, not to control that, but really to champion that, to be the encourager and the guider in this, right? So we want to be their champion. We want to encourage them. We want to help them in this path to find something that they can learn this summer without it feeling heavy or weighty or discouraging, right? So we want to encourage their big dreams. What are they interested in? What do they want to become? They want to be an artist? They want to be an athlete, a scientist, a writer? We can be their biggest supporter, and this is our chance, right? All right, so what do you do when you just don't have a goal? Well, if your child says, I don't know, that's okay, right? Because summer is a perfect time to explore. It's a perfect time to try new things and a perfect time to get exposure to different ideas, right? So their passions will grow over time. So our job, if our child has no idea what they want to do this summer, is to introduce new experiences. You know, we know our children. We know where their interests lie. We've seen how they've performed over the last year in their schoolwork, their successes, their failures. We've seen where they light up. So maybe we have some inclination of what they might enjoy that they don't even know that they would. So this is a chance for you to maybe introduce them to some of those things that you have a feeling that they would really enjoy. But the key is to keep things light and fun, right? Allow discovery to just unfold naturally. So not every child starts with a clear vision, and that's just perfectly normal, right? But this is our chance to introduce some things to them they may not have thought that they would enjoy. And of course, if they really don't enjoy it, don't force it all summer. You know, just introduce it to them and see if they take off. That's a win, right? All right. So summer learning is also super beneficial in helping our children avoid the summer slide, right? So what is the summer slide? Well, it is something that has been documented through research over decades that when children just spend an entire summer of doing absolutely nothing, no reading, no
know any type of learning, that they often lose skills. They lose reading progress. They'll kind of go backward in their reading abilities. They'll lose some of their math skills during the summer months. So it's really important that students don't stop academics altogether. You know, even if we encourage our children to just read a little bit every day, that's something that will keep them from losing that reading progress. So during the summer months, it is important they do something. And of course, this is why I'm having these conversations, last podcast, this podcast, because I feel it is so important that we understand that there needs to be some type of brain activity during the summer, right? So here's the good news. You don't need formal school to prevent this, right? You don't have to require them to sit at their desk and to have a regular schedule. It's just a loose, open-ended schedule, like reading for, you know, 20 to 30 minutes a day, depending on their age. Of course, you want to adjust that. And let them decide when they read, but they just have to do it at some point during the day. Or integrate some math into their daily. Maybe they help you cook dinner every night and you have them help you with that and figure out quantities and things. That's integrating math. It's not using a pencil or a paper, but it is still using their brain and math. Just ways to keep their minds active during the summer is just so important to help them not lose those skills that they've worked so hard in building during the school year. So cooking, math, hobbies, you know, research and writing. There's some things that, you know, some of our kids just really find interesting. Maybe it's a science topic and you buy them a whole book of really super fun science experiments and they do that all summer. There's some amazing things that you can do. Explore hobbies. Maybe there's a musical instrument that they wanted to try, to see if they like. And then, you know, they have this trial period during the summer, maybe in the fall. Back to school, they dig in deep and they go to formal lessons. But you can even use sports as a way to integrate math with statistics. And digging into, you know, what are the statistics for your favorite team this summer? Why don't you make a big chart for me or whatever? You know, something fun that they are really excited about. All right, let's pause right now. I want to take time to thank our special sponsor, IXL. IXL is a comprehensive K-12 learning platform that helps kids build real skills in math, language arts, science, and even more through personalized practice and real-time feedback. Makes it easy to keep learning going all summer. You can get 20% off an IXL membership using the link in this podcast description. All right, where were we? We were talking about learning through passion this summer. So this is where summer learning can really shine. Take something your child loves, like fishing or sports, art, and you can build a whole summer full of learning around it. And it's fun. It's not what kids would rank as boring. They can do all kinds of things. They can read about it. They can write their most interesting facts about it. They can track patterns about, you know, if it's fishing and sports, sure, there's a lot of ways they could track the patterns. They could research techniques, you know, what's the best way to fish for this certain kind of fish. They can create fun projects, make it feel fun. That's the key, fun. But this is all real learning. Just because it's not formalized doesn't mean that it isn't real learning. It's relevant. It's very relevant to their interests. It's very engaging because it is high interest and it will be memorable for them. Why? Because it is associated with something that they're very interested about. When kids can see that learning connects to real life, they value it. All right, so confidence, life skills, the future. Let's talk about that for a minute. Summer learning can build something deeper than academics. And of course, the natural conclusion to what we were just talking about, high interest projects, you know, something they're passionate about that they dig into, they find that interesting. They've learned and accomplished these things, that's going to build natural confidence. Kids can set their own goals. They explore their own interests. They take ownership in this. And the end product is going to be memorable. It's going to be an amazing thing. And they'll begin to trust themselves. This prepares them for life because, and that's our goal, right? We want lifelong learners, children, students who enjoy the process, who enjoy the learning. And that's really, you know, speaking as a mom of six, that is really difficult to bring home, to make a reality in your children's lives. But I think all of these things that we've been talking about, just high interest projects, keeping things fun, keeping a loose schedule, those things do bring about that love for learning. Whether they're like, yes, I am learning. They may not see that. They may just think, oh, I'm just really enjoying this. I love this thing. I want to do it more. I want to find out more. And that's just the journey. But that journey does prepare them for life, and that builds that love of learning. It also helps them to adapt to change, to solve problems, and to grow through these challenges that they discover through these high interest projects. Yeah, and that's really our goal, because those are life skills, right? Just to sum up, here's the heart of it. Learning shouldn't feel like something we escape from. When we embrace learning year-round, even in the summertime, we show our kids learning can be a way of life. In summer, it just looks more fun, more creative, more free, more interest-led. So don't overthink it, right? We just keep it loose, keep it fun, keep it enjoyable, and we follow our child's interests, right? We can stay flexible because these are the moments they'll remember. They'll remember this chance to deep dive on something that they were super interested about. All right, so thanks so much for listening to Homeschooling and Loving It. If this encouraged you, share it with a friend, please, and I'll see you next time. But I want to thank our sponsor again, IXL. IXL is a comprehensive K-12 learning platform that helps kids build real skills in math, language, art, science, and more, through personalized practice and real-time feedback, making it easy to keep learning going all summer. So give them a visit, and you can get 20% off an IXL membership using the link in the description.